Roman Catholics in the United States face a shortage of priests so severe that many churches are closing. The shortage began long before the current sex abuse scandal and, in time, may have a deeper impact on the church's spiritual life. Already, church leaders have had to accept dramatic changes, including more authority for laypeople and for women. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has this profile of the Diocese of Ogdensburg in upstate New York.
It's 10 o'clock on a gray Sunday morning. At St. Francis Solanus Church in Harrisville, Father Fay Ager has just finished his first Mass of the day.
Stay dry. It's what else?
Yes.
Bring your umbrella.
Yes.
As they stream past, the people seem anxious, a little shy. Father Ager is new here. He embraces whole families, trying to put people at ease, but the crowd is big and time is tight. A few minutes later, he's hurrying into the vestry, hanging up his bright green robe, glancing at his watch.
Another Mass at 10:30.
So we have about half an hour, but we'll get there.
For 14 years, Father Ager served as the parish priest in a small town 100 miles away. The people there, he says, were his family. Then, 5 weeks ago, he was abruptly reassigned, sent here to care for two rural churches, this one in Harrisville and the second parish in Star Lake, a half hour's drive away.
That is probably the source of the greatest frustration, being split between two parishes. So you can only get so close to the people, for example, in Harrisville, because you only see them a few days a week. It's hard.
Northern New York is a mix of farm country and mill towns, where the Roman Catholic Church sits at the center of people's lives. Priests here are more than religious leaders. They're counselors and coaches and best friends and surrogate parents. Fortunately, Father Ager is full of energy. Dark-haired and handsome, he works a room like the best sort of politician. The carillon is already ringing as Father Ager emerges at St. Hubert's after a 20-mile dash in his Volkswagen. Since 1950, the number of Roman Catholics in this country has grown by more than 30 million, but the number of priests has remained roughly the same, and in many rural and inner-city dioceses, their ranks are dwindling fast. This diocese lost half its priests in the last 30 years. According to a study released by the National Conference of Bishops, one out of four parishes in this country now makes do without a resident priest. The recent scandal has only made matters worse. Sister Jennifer Votra is head of planning for the Diocese of Ogdensburg, where four sorely needed priests were removed following allegations of sexual misconduct. She says many churchgoers are in shock.
A difficult time in our history has now become a very painful time as well. In many cases, the priests were well-loved, and they're mourning their loss. And they're also mourning that it had to be a loss for this reason. I mean, it's a double whammy.
The priests that remain in the diocese are growing older. Their average age is 60. As a stopgap, the church pushed back the retirement age to 75. But even so, 10 to 12 more priests will step down in the next decade without being replaced. That means more churches will share pastors, and it means that many churches will close their doors. When the diocese reassigned Father Ager, officials also canceled masses permanently at four churches in neighboring villages. This is Newton Falls, just up the road from Star Lake. It's a struggling mill town, but St. Anthony of Padua's is a modern, yellow brick church. Perfectly tended daylilies and foxgloves line the walk. For a month, the building has sat quiet, the windows dark.
Oh, I think it was a pretty important part of people's lives, that church was. My son served there, and when this closed, he said, I'm not going to church anymore.
Nikki Grammo grew up here. She and her family went to Mass every week.
I'm angry that it happened, but it's too bad that more people don't want to enter that priesthood because we desperately need them.
You talked about your son and his interest in the church. Mm-hmm. Would you like to see him become a priest?
I would be comfortable with that if that's what he chose to do.
According to many church leaders, this question, would you like your son to be a priest, lies at the heart of the crisis.
You know, to say to someone, oh, you're way too young to be thinking about that, that makes priesthood sound like a childhood disease.
Monsignor Robert O'Coin is former president of the Wadhams Hall Seminary in Ogdensburg, New York. Once, he says, Catholic families urged their young men to consider the priesthood. Now the message is far more ambivalent.
And some will say, too, oh, there are just too many sacrifices involved in being a priest. And what I always say is, give me a break. You know, every vocation, every career has sacrifices.
Last year, the number of local students at Wadhams Hall dropped to one, and 3 months ago, the seminary closed for good. The blow was deeply felt by priests across the diocese who work hard to recruit young men. Today, Father Fay Ager puts his hectic schedule on hold to sit a while with two brothers, Brandon and Sean Ollie. They're 14 and 15 years old. They're fiercely loyal to the church and to the idea of the priesthood. But according to Brandon Ollie, they also have doubts, especially now.
I think it's something that every Catholic boy should think about, but I'm kind of disappointed in all the priests of what they've been doing.
The sex scandal has made things more complicated, but Father Ager says the problem runs deeper. So far, not a single young man from his parish has joined the priesthood, not one.
Probably the greatest single pain during the course of my 14 years, there were no young men that chose to be priests. There's nothing that would have made me happier.
This failure is a common experience in parishes across the U.S. Since 1965, the number of men studying for the priesthood has dropped by 50%. Father Ager says the priesthood frightens many boys. First, there's the permanence, the fact that it's a life commitment. For young men in the age of MTV, that's a tough concept. The other hurdle, he says, is celibacy.
A lot of guys will say that that's a big issue. It was for me the time I was making those choices.
The shortage of priests has already forced Roman Catholics to accept many changes, a revolution driven not by ideology, but by necessity.
Lord, I love your commands.
We know that all things work for good.
Lay people and women are taking a more central role in the church. They're not just helping with bake sales and church suppers. They're moving into positions of real authority, administering parishes, handling church finances. They're conducting baptisms and marriages, even offering spiritual counseling. Sister Jennifer Votra.
It was easy before to say, Father will do it. And now we have very capable men and women in our parishes who are able now to say, it's all right, Father's not here, but we know what we're doing. We'll take this forward, and parish life continues, whether he's actually present or not.
For many worshipers, the main point of contact in the church is no longer a priest. It's a person like Dottie Knight, lay minister at St. Francis Solanus in Harrisville.
The bishop has said before that he loves the people of Harrisville. And maybe he feels that we are capable of doing for him because he loves us so.
Dottie Knight is 67 years old. When she was a child, girls weren't allowed to serve on the altar. Now she works the evening mass on Saturday nights, reading from the Bible and helping Father Ager as he offers the sacrament. For many of her friends, this new look of the church is frightening. But Knight says there's no turning back.
I'm hearing it at coffee. I'm hearing it at beauty parlor. The alternative would be no priest. I think we would be better off to just settle down and accept what we must face.
Priests, too, are adjusting to the new reality, to a shift of authority that Father Fay Ager describes as startling. At the end of his long workday, he sits in his office, his pet birds rustling in a cage.
If you were able to go back in time, say, 30, 40 years, this kind of thing would have been unheard of in the church. The clergy basically controlled absolutely everything. Everything.
Some of these changes are actually welcomed by priests and by the bishops who will shape the church's future. They see the crisis as a chance to deepen their relationship with women, offering lay people a richer sense of connection. What's agreed is that the shortage of priests has redefined the way many Roman Catholics experience their church, probably for good. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Northern New York.